Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 through 10, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Daniel, the 9th chapter. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that, according to the word of the Lord, to the prophet Jeremiah, must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong, and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and statutes. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We began this week with the sure prophetic word from St. Peter at the Transfiguration. It's fitting that we end with that word. We do well to pay attention to the prophetic word, which shines with the same brightness as Christ did at his transfiguration. Now today, then, we hear of Daniel, the great seer, the head of the Magi school in Babylon. And he stood in the Lord's special council, but here, like Peter, he does not point to the spectacular, to the many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but he went to the books, to the scrolls. And he found Jeremiah. And he found there a sure prophetic word that shone with the same clarity that that fourth man in the furnace, looking like a son of man, with the clarity of the angel of the Lord who shut the mouths of the lions in their den. Daniel announces what he found there in the Bible, such as it was in his time. And he does it with the same drama as when the Holy Spirit would fall on a prophet in the Old Testament and bring a dramatic vision to his prophet. And this shows us, dear Christians, how we should be hearing the Scriptures as the very voice of God, without failure, trustworthy and sure. We see here also, I think, how Magi many centuries later could come to be in the habit of scouring the Scriptures for any signs of kings to be born to the Jews. 70 is what he found. 70 are the years of the desolations of Jerusalem. For 70 years by the rivers of Babylon, Daniel and the people of Judah sat down and wept, remembering Zion. Daniel was taken with that first wave of captives when Jeremiah made his first prophecy of 70 years in chapter 25. Jeremiah then repeats that prophecy in chapter 29 in a letter he sends to the exiles in Babylon, urging them to settle in and prosper until 70 years are complete. And now Babylon had fallen to Cyrus the Great, also called Darius in this chapter. And so Daniel begins to pray fervently that the Lord would remember his promises, perceiving that the number of the years was nearly up. His prayer today is a poignant plea for mercy. We see all of the ceremonies of penitence that soon follow after it, accompanying those prayers, fasting and sackcloth and ashes. His confession in this prayer goes two directions, as it really ought. He confesses his sins and the sins of his people, how they did not keep God's commandments, how they did not listen to the prophets like Jeremiah, who spoke truly. And so such open shame as exile from the land has fallen on them, and that is appropriate. But he also confesses the steadfast love, the righteousness, the mercy, even the forgiveness of the Lord God, which such sinners do not deserve, but nevertheless which belong inalienably to the Lord. As Paul says later, if we are faithless, true enough, the Lord remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. This weekend, the church begins to recall this captivity of the people of God, at least wherever Septuagesima, that is 70 days, are still counted by the church. We round up slightly. Jeremiah had to do the same thing. For those with eyes to see, the Lord's mercy always seems to come just a little bit early. And we are now within 70 days of Good Friday, and of Holy Saturday, and of Easter. And what was written in former days was written for our instruction. And so the church has been in the habit for a long time of learning from the Scriptures' Old Testament wisdom. It's our desire to believe Daniel. It is our desire to listen to Jeremiah and Peter when they speak to us, rather than to plug our ears like Judah did, rather than to wait until desolations have to come upon us and call us to repentance. It's our practice to seek the Lord's mercy early also. So at our last service before marking 70 days, the church remembers that bitter Psalm 137, part of which we'll hear in a moment. We hang up our highest and our favorite songs for a time, Alleluia, Gloria in Excelsis. And like the exiles in Babylon, we return to the Scriptures, to the Torah, to the prophets. We take up the Bible with increased interest here in these days. We hear for the next three Sundays, particularly the teaching of Christ about his kingdom of grace, about his word, about his saving work for us. And we, with Jesus, turn our face to Jerusalem. We turn our faces to our God, and we seek him by prayer and pleas for mercy. We confess our sins. We also, though, confess our God's character, and we pray with the blind man, have mercy on us, and that persistently. We implore you to hear us, good Lord. And then in time like Daniel, we also will add to this ashes and fasting for 40 days, the number of days which Christ also fasted in the wilderness. Oh boy, it's easy to see the biblical pattern beautifully shown in the church year, calling to mind in our habits and in our practices what we also read and recite in the Scriptures and in our songs. But dear saints, all of this is going to be of no value to us if it is only that, only a mere habit or a practice or something pretty and reminiscent, if it does not lay bare our hearts and lay claim to our minds. Because Christianity is not a role-playing game. Open shame belongs to those who year in and year out hear and possess, but turn aside from the voice of the Lord their God. And desolations will come on such people, as we will hear in 60 days. They will be devoured, or they will be scorched or choked out by weeds, and their fruit will not be found. But blessed are those who recognize even this, our own careless attitude sometimes to what prophets and apostles and, yes, bishops and reformers and pastors have been arranging for us to hear profitably for so many centuries. Blessed are those who recognize that and repent of such coldness and do it trusting in the character of our God. You hear this every week. Don't forget it even when we put the song away. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Because if you keep it, even 70 years of desolations on your people and lamentation turns into joy when the Lord turns back the captivity of Jacob. How much more then at the end of 70 days will our church be strengthened in endurance and cleansed of her sin and refreshed by the Lord's song again in the light of his resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.